Chapter 29. Bellamy. Bellamy couldn't sleep. His mind was a jumble of thoughts all elbowing for his attention, making it impossible to tell where one stopped and the other began. Staring up at the stars, he tried to imagine what was happening on the ship. It was strange to think of life going on as usual hundreds of kilometers away. The Waldenites and Arcadians toiling away, while the Phoenicians complimented one another's outfits on the observation deck and ignored the stars. That was the only thing he'd miss about the colony. The view. Before the launch, he'd heard of a comet passing, which would have been pretty spectacular to see from the ship. He squinted into the darkness, trying to figure out how many days they'd been on Earth. If he'd counted correctly, then the comet was meant to appear tonight. There was going to be a fancy viewing party on Phoenix, and less formal gatherings on Walden and Arcadia. Bellamy sat up and scanned the sky. He couldn't see anything from the clearing. The trees blocked too much of the sky. But he'd have a better view from the ridge. Octavia was sleeping peacefully beside him, her glossy hair fanned out underneath her, her red hair ribbon tied to her wrist. "I'll be right back," he whispered, then took off at a jog across the clearing. The thick canopy of leaves blocked most of the starlight, but after all his hunting expeditions, he knew this area of the forest well, anticipating every slope and turn and hidden log. When he finally reached the ridge, he paused to catch his breath. The cool night air had helped to clear his head, and the burning in his calves was a welcome distraction. The star-filled sky looked just as it had every other night since they'd landed on Earth, and yet there was something different about it. The stars were pulsing, charged, as if waiting for something big to happen. And then, all at once, it did. The comet erupted across the sky, a streak of gold against the glittering silver, brightening everything around it, even the ground. His skin sizzled as if some of the sparks had seeped into his own body, invigorating his cells with something beyond energy, with hope. Tomorrow, he and Octavia would leave here for good. Tomorrow they would be free of the colony forever, no one telling them what to do or how to be. He closed his eyes and imagined how that would feel. Freedom from everyone and everything, even from his past. Even, perhaps, from the memories that had haunted him all his life.